This is your local news report. I'm Dave Andrews. Over the weekend, authorities arrested and charged 56-year-old Candy Ernest Childers with felony possession of cocaine, also felony possession of Schedule II substance, possession with intent to manufacture, sell, or distribute a Schedule II substance, and possession of drug paraphernalia, being currently held at the Daly County Detention Center. And last week, authorities arrested 31-year-old Patrick Mabry and charged him with two counts of felony larceny, attempted breaking and entering a motor vehicle, plus possession of methamphetamine, and felony probation violation out of county. He's being currently held under a $50,000 bond at the Daly County Detention Center. The city of Albemarle loose leaf collection started up yesterday, and here is Public Works Director Ross Holzhauser talking about that before the city council at their last monthly meeting. We'll also hear from council member Benton Dry and Mayor Pro Tem Martha Sue Hall.
I am optimistically and excited maybe, to bring our annual Hey, We're Ready speech. As you all know, in the past, Waste Management has performed this service, so this is the first year that city staff is going to do it. The attachments you have in the agenda, I can just highlight them, but again, just to give you all a heads up on where we are currently, you've already started seeing some social media posts. We've already starting to see some leaves fall. Honestly, you've probably already seen the leaf truck riding around town some the past few weeks because of the storm. Mm-hmm. So we were fortunate that we did have one of our trucks in and were able to use it. We've started advertising. There'll be some social media posts. There's going to be a radio spot attached in your documents, whereas the new flyer that we put out, you know, in the past, I think for as long as I can remember, we've used the same calendar and the same poster. So thanks to David Fath and some of my staff, we edited it, and hopefully we've got something a little bit more user-friendly for our residents. You will notice on the calendar schedules that I've made some slight adjustments. We are adding a few more days in every zone during the peak season. That's allowing us some flexibility as staff to be able to collect leaves and try to stay on schedule. The downside to that is, and I will reiterate to you all, if complaints come in, that it will extend the time in between zones being collected. We're going to try our best to pay attention to that. But again, we only have two trucks. And if you do see the bullet point there, one we do have in readily available. The other one has not been delivered yet, so we are pushing that timeline. It's supposed to be here this week. I haven't got confirmation yet, but it's supposed to be here this week. So that being said, we're ready. I've got an excited staff. For the most part, a lot of guys are willing to jump in when help's needed. The two temporary seasonal drivers were started today, so our training is going to start with them this week. I feel confident with them. They're CDL drivers. Talked with both of them a little bit briefly today. They seem excited to be able to perform this service, and they're willing to work sun up, sun down, so they're go-getters. With that being said, I can take questions.
Council, have any questions or comments?
And just a comment, just talking with people in our neighborhood, once they got the calendar and saw what was there, and then the pickup of the storm damage that was done quickly, there's a great deal of excitement mm-hmm. out there that we're mm-hmm. taking it over. And it was almost, without saying it, it's about time that we did do this. So I take my hat off to you guys for what you've been able to pull off in a relatively short period of time between the time we met, you, me, Martha Sue, what, a year and a half ago?
Maybe a year ago.
You know, started putting this plan together, and it's generating a lot of excitement. And I think that people will work with us as we go through the learning curve there.
Well, and that's what it's going to take. Again, just remember, we only have two trucks. There were times Waste Management would bring in three, and even a few times where they might have even had four. So I'm hoping with the calendar adjustment and, you know, with our staff that's probably going to be a little bit more over-anxious to work. You know, we've got some built-in weekends to where I think we've got staff that can catch up if we do fall behind. But just understand we're at the mercy of Mother Nature and the equipment that we have available to us. And we've got some other ideas and some plans in place to where I think we might be able to stay on track. So fingers crossed, we'll see how we can get through this year.
Just add a boy on your calendar. And I think you hit it a minute ago. For years, it was out of our hands. And Waste Management would just take the calendar, the allocation of days for an area, and just copy it, change the dates, And I think that's where we really got in trouble last year. I think you and I've talked about that, that some areas, based on the number of trees and how, I mean, it is, it's going to take longer. And I know last year, I think where I am, I think we missed, I know one, and I may have missed two complete leaf cycles just because of the allocation of days. So I'm so thrilled that you've gone through and done some work on it to make it real, more realistic. So.
Well, again, and we've talked about this in some conversations with council. You know, I feel like we're going to be able to provide a better service because we do have, and no offense to waste management, but we do have some flexibility with added resources. For instance, you know, and it's hard to understand, but in peak season, when you're behind the hospital in Forest Hills area, you can literally go a half a block and your leaf truck is full. Well, then you're talking, it'll take 30 minutes to drive to the landfill, mm-hmm. dump, and 30 minutes to come back. So you've already spent 1 hour out of an 8 hour day just driving just to empty one load. So we've got some measures in place to where we're probably going to use the Wiscasset area as a holding area to where to keep our trucks moving. Our leaf trucks can dump there. We have resources in the street division with other staff when needed to where we can load some of our dump trucks and truck to the landfill. So that's going to help us. We're going to implement some of these practices and procedures. So hopefully that'll keep us on our schedule better.
Since you mentioned that, is there anything we can do since you're going to dump it at Wiscasset to create like a mulch pile that people can?
Well,
of course, it'll take a little time.
It's not really a mulch pile, but it's okay. Yeah. And we're only going to use that if needed. Okay. That's not going to be just a practice we're going to start off with. If we start seeing the volume picking up, that's going to be just one of our operational options.
Just looking at other benefits, what we may have.
Yeah.
Nice job, Ross.
To find out when your leaf collection will be, go to the City of Albemarle's website, Public Works, and click on the Leaf Collection tab. And at your local news report in the newsroom, I'm Dave Andrews. And if you have news, email us at news@1010wspc.com.